Hippo editor Amy Diaz joins us now, as she does on many Fridays, to let us in on some details and some interesting events happening in the Granite State. And this weekend, Amy, it's all about dinosaurs.
Yes, this is Dinosaur Weekend.
Dinosaur Weekend in New Hampshire. What does that mean exactly?
Well, the Sea Science Center has its dinosaurs exhibit. It's open now and it runs through June. And this is an exhibit they have about once every 3 years. It comes around and every time it has sort of slightly different dinosaurs and different themes.
They're audio animatronic dinosaurs, right?
Yes. So you walk around and they're in different settings. This time it's about how dinosaurs interact with each other. So you've got some scenes where there's like a dinosaur by her nest with some hatchlings, dinosaurs with younger dinosaurs, dinosaurs butting heads, and they're moving, they're making dinosaur noises, or you know what we think might be dinosaur noises, and so it's really fun, and they're in these habitats that kind of look like, you know, how the prehistoric world might have looked.
So is this an all ages appropriate display, or is this something that might be a little scary for younger kids?
Well, you know, the exhibit altogether, I think, is appropriate for kids of all ages. The way they set up the part with the moving dinosaurs, it's actually a bit, so it's in the room with the whole exhibit. That part is a little bit separate, so you can walk through or not, depending on the age of your kids. I went with my daughter. She was probably, you know, we walked through that part very fast, probably a little young for that, and we skipped the carnivore room. So there's a carnivore room even within the exhibit that set off just a little bit, and that's a scene that, you know, maybe your kid is a little too young for that. So you really can pick kind of what's appropriate for your kid. And then outside of the moving dinosaurs, you have the two big dinosaurs' heads that kids can go over and touch and, you know, get kind of acquainted with it, see that they're not real. And so it really is comfortable for all levels.
Maybe get your picture taken with your head inside the dinosaur mouth.
Oh, you absolutely have to do that.
Yeah, you can't get away from that. Now, we did say it's Dinosaur Weekend, so there's something else that's happening with dinosaurs this weekend, too. This is actually Dinosaurs and Art.
Yes. So this is Dinotopia, the fantastical art of James Gurney. And this is at the New Hampshire Institute of Art, their Amherst Street Gallery in Manchester. And so this is dinosaurs and people living together.
If you have a child who's fascinated with dinosaurs, I think you've probably heard this question before. Were there dinosaurs when you grew up? Were there dinosaurs when grandma was alive? And you have to explain, no, this was millions of years ago. But this kind of imagines dinosaurs,
yes,
and people living together.
It does. So this is based on the books by James Gurney. And in it, I guess the story is that, you know, this is the 19th century. 19th century explorers find this island where people and dinosaurs are living together. So what you're seeing are, I think there are about 22 paintings, and they are really paintings, oil paintings of different scenes from these books. Now, you know, I was talking to one of the guy who runs the gallery, and he was saying, you know, you might see images like this that are digital. That's pretty common, where you mix fantasy and reality. But as oil paintings, they have this this great depth. They're really amazing, and you see the brush strokes. You can get up really close and really see all the work that goes into them.
For you, what really stuck out about that exhibit? What really made it special for you?
Well, one of the things that I thought was really neat is they have a scale model. So they have one of the paintings of, I think it's of a city. And so you see kind of the big shot of a city with all these really ornate buildings. And then right next to it, they have a 3-scale model of some of the buildings in that painting. And I was reading the thing at the gallery that says that, you know, that's kind of the way he helps to design the light and get the shadows right for these paintings. So you can kind of see how he works. And that's actually part of the exhibit for the Institute, is to, you know, it's a teachable moment for the art students there. And so it really gives you, you know, not just the works themselves, but a bit of a look into how he puts them together.
Yeah, it's fascinating to think that someone would use a 3D model to make a 2-dimensional painting.
Exactly. You know, I kind of thought usually it's the opposite, right? You go from a sketch to a model. But here, the model helps him figure out exactly how the light should look and how the
shadows
should look.
Fall. Yeah.
Exactly, in the painting.
Two exhibits involving dinosaurs. So if that sounds interesting to you, you can check out links on our website and our arts and culture page. Amy Diaz is editor for The Hippo. She joins us many Fridays to talk about events in the Granite State. Amy, have a great weekend.
Have a great dinosaur weekend.